This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Have you seen this new show on TLC called America's Worst Tattoos? Yes, there really is a TV show by that name. They tell stories like the one about the guy that had portraits of his parents tattooed on his buttocks. Probably not the best decision of his life. Well, now you can make those bad decisions courtesy of your favorite alcoholic beverage or your favorite TV show. It's tattoo marketing. Anne Hepperman has the story from Brooklyn.
Okay, I'm just going to put it out there. I have tattoos, lots of them, and they're bad, like 1990s tribal lizard kind of bad. But the possibility of future regret isn't on the minds of the 200 people lining up outside this tattoo shop in Brooklyn.
ID's out, guys, and you're not getting tattooed.
They're all here for the same thing, a free tattoo. It's a black anchor, 2 inches tall. Matthew Marcus owns the shop.
Could you just describe the scene?
Madhouse of various characters waiting to get tattooed and drink alcohol.
A liquor company is hosting the event, and its marketing campaign works like this. Get a free tattoo, and then get a free Sailor Jerry spiced rum drink at the bar across the street.
You got a pretty decent wait now, so you might as well get a good buzz on and then come back.
You can call it tattoo marketing. It's like when companies hand out free T-shirts or hats with their logo. But this time, the logo stays.
This is the true branding, like one step away from the branding iron with consumers. And there is no marketer alive who hasn't thought about that one day.
That's Jen Drexler, a retail analyst with the Insight Group. She says companies used to give big payouts for corporate tattoos, like a few $1,000 or season passes to ball games. But these days, tattoos are pretty common. So now companies don't feel like they need to pay anything.
Especially when everybody's documenting what they like all day, you know, just clicking the thumbs up on everything. It doesn't surprise me that people are willing to, you know, sort of anchor themselves with a brand by making some sort of permanent statement.
Like Sebastian Dupuy. He's in his early 20s. And the statement he's making with his new Sailor Jerry tattoo is this.
I'm in love with Sailor Jerry. That's all I drink, the Sailor Jerry.
Dupuy talks about the liquor like it's a religion. His friends think it's a bit much, and they'll probably say the same thing about the tattoo.
You know what? A lot of people don't really understand. I don't expect them to, because Sailor Jerry's mine.
Jen Drexler says this kind of brand loyalty is why tattoo marketing can work, but only for certain companies. You have to be cool, edgy, even a little dangerous.
You couldn't just be, you know, a cereal brand and expect people to get it tattooed on you.
So this could be the next marketing frontier for a very select group of brands, like HBO's Game of Thrones. In March, HBO did their own tattoo giveaway featuring family crests from the TV show. For her sake, Jen Drexler is just glad NBC didn't do anything like this in the 80s, back when she had a crush on Michael J. Fox.
I could have Alex P. Keaton somewhere on my body, and that would have been seem like a really good idea.
From New York, I'm Anne Hepperman for Marketplace.
I bet we've been together for a million years,
and I bet we'll be together.